The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live on this Thursday afternoon. Thank you. Thank you for joining me. Here's my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. We got a lot to talk about today, and I hate to begin the program with kind of a downer, but it's a story that we need to be aware of. It's in the state of Ohio, in the city of Salina. A young father who had received a blunt head injury, which caused blunt force trauma to his head. And this is the thing about people who receive an injury to their head. You just don't know often the extent of the injuries for a long time, and you don't know how to treat it often. Well, this young father was in great distress. He was a member, or is a member, of Greenville Baptist Church in Salina, Ohio, where the pastor is Tim Pohl, P-O-L. Well, this young man called the pastor, said that he wanted to talk. And he went to the church to talk to the pastor. There was a Bible study going on at the church at the time. And the pastor said this, and I quote, "He came to speak with me, and the further we talked, the further I realized where the conversation was going, and it was not a good thing." The young man's last name is Veloz, V-O-L-E-Z. The story says Veloz got up during his conversation with the pastor and took an AR-15 from his car in the parking lot, prompting Paul, the pastor, to rush members who were inside the church for a Bible study to safety. The pastor said, quote, "I was already trying to call the police at that point. I was out here on the steps here, but when I saw that, the gun, I went back inside and got all the folks that were in here downstairs to barricade themselves and all that, at the same time trying to speak with the police and trying to work with the young man." Now, not every pastor faces this kind of situation. But folks, you have no idea what the pressures, the circumstances that pastors have to deal with, not on a daily basis, but on a regular basis. And I'm saying that to try to help you understand the stresses and the pressures that pastors have always been under, but especially today. Can you imagine? He's trying to talk to this young man. The young man goes out to the car, gets a rifle. The pastor is saying, what do I do? Is he going to shoot me? Who's he going to shoot? There's a Bible study in the church. He says, go, barricade yourself. And then he comes out again to try to talk to this young man, obviously putting his life in danger. According to the story, Velaz, that's the young father, went inside the front entrance of the church while keeping the gun pointed at himself and demanding that anyone from the church be removed. Crisis negotiators and the Dark County Sheriff's Office Special Response Team arrived at the church at approximately 6:15 p.m. This was Monday night of this week, and tried to get Velaz to surrender for about 3 hours before he finally shot himself. He is in the hospital in critical condition. Pray for him. Pray for his family. On the 16th of February, the day of his daughter's birthday party, he was in a car accident. He got a concussion. He was taken to a hospital where they treated him for a concussion, gave him some medication. He did not work that night because he was obviously in pain. He had broken his nose and stuff. And let's see. This is from a healthcare worker there. He was acting very strange and different, and the nurse sent him to a hospital in Greenville. And the doctor there was very upset because the medicine they gave him was not for concussions, and the pain medicine he was given, he was having an allergic reaction to it. That's what was making him so out of whack. So he came home that morning, Monday, and that afternoon is what he did at the church. I don't know if it had anything to do with the medicine, concussion, personal issues he was having. I have no idea. That, again, is one of the medical professionals that dealt with him. So head injury, allergic reaction to medicine. Those who knew him say that his actions completely out of character. But what a brave, wise, discerning pastor. Now, let me repeat. Your pastor probably doesn't deal with someone holding a gun very often. I'm trying to think how many times I dealt with that in my ministry, and very few times. But pastors are often called upon to diffuse situations between a husband and wife, children and parents, parents and children. They are often called upon to go into dangerous, unknown situations. And I hope a story like this will remind all of us to keep our pastors in prayer. Again, this young man is in critical condition. I tried later this afternoon to get an update on his physical condition in the hospital and was unable to find it. But his family is hurting. The church is hurting, obviously. And sadly, we are seeing more situations like this happen at churches in the last 10 years. Sign of the times. Should we be afraid to go to church? Absolutely not. Should something like this keep us from going to church? No. When you consider the thousands and thousands and thousands of churches in America, this is still a very isolated incident. But just remember, the only place you are really safe is in the hands of Almighty God. Don't ever forget that. All right, first break. We'll be back shortly. That's a promise.
Bob Burney Live, looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Don't ever doubt the power, the influence of one person committed to Jesus Christ. Don't ever underestimate what you could do for the kingdom of God as you fully, completely surrender to the lordship of Jesus Christ. All right, let me ask you a question, and obviously I can't hear your answer, but how many of you know the name John Baker? How many of you? I would imagine very, very few of you. It is possible that a handful of you recognize the name John Baker. Well, let me make it a little more specific. Pastor John Baker. Anybody hear of him? Again, I would assume that the overwhelming majority of you have never heard the name John Baker. Now, how many of you have heard of Celebrate Recovery? Oh, yeah. I can't imagine that you have not heard of Celebrate Recovery. Celebrate Recovery is now a worldwide ministry. Today, there are over 35,000 Celebrate Recovery groups around the world. What does that have to do with Pastor John Baker? He is the founder. And he passed away yesterday. Pastor John Baker, founder of Celebrate Recovery, passed away yesterday. The cause of death has not yet been announced. But I am very familiar with Celebrate Recovery, and I am in awe of how God has used Celebrate Recovery. Now, I did know that it came out of Saddleback Church in California, Rick Warren's church. I always assumed that Celebrate Recovery came out of the heart, the mind, the vision of Rick Warren. That is not true. It was not Rick Warren's idea at all. John Baker, who was an addict, he was an alcoholic, who began his recovery in Alcoholics Anonymous. But then as he continued to recover from his alcoholism, his addiction, he thought, Alcoholics Anonymous doesn't go far enough. It doesn't go to the real causes of addiction, nor does it give the real cure, which is a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. So he began praying about it. And God gave him a vision of a ministry. And he went to Rick Warren and said, Pastor Warren, I believe this is of God. And the rest is history. Pastor John Baker, founder of Celebrate Recovery, the ministry aimed at helping people recover from addiction and other, quote, hurts, habits, and hang-ups. Celebrate Recovery began in 1991 at Saddleback Church. The ministry was founded after Baker wrote Rick Warren the, quote, now famous, concise, 13-page, single-space letter outlining the vision God had given him for for the program. Don't ever underestimate what God can do with one person, one individual. Kay Warren, the wife of Rick Warren, said, quote, "My dearest friend and brother has gone home. John Baker, co-founder of Celebrate Recovery, made his way home early this morning." This was yesterday. "To say this took us by surprise would be an understatement. John touched more people with the healing power and grace of Jesus Christ than anyone else that I have ever known personally. And one of those lives was mine." The team at Celebrate Recovery plans to share more details in the days to come, but asks supporters to keep Baker's wife and Celebrate Recovery co-founder Cheryl Baker in their prayers. I don't know that anyone could even compile probably the millions of people. Not only across the United States, Celebrate Recovery is now an international ministry. I don't know that anyone could compile the millions, the numbers, the millions of people who have been impacted by this ministry that was begun because of the vision of one man who had been transformed by the grace of God. Not only did he found Celebrate Recovery, he authored several books on addiction and recovery. Quote, "A functioning alcoholic with a failing marriage, he found freedom and recovery through Christ and Rick Warren's ministry. Although Baker initially found help with his addiction through Alcoholics Anonymous, he desired a Christian-based healing program. He presented a plan to Warren about starting a Christ-centered 12-step program through Saddleback Church. And Rick Warren wisely understood that this was something from God. And now, since 1991, not 35,000 individual, 35,000 Celebrate Recovery groups all across America and around the world, impacting literally millions of people. Folks, listen. God uses individuals. God can use you. We'll be back.